Hi, I'm Ray. Welcome to my podcast. In this episode, I'm going to take you back to a 1960s English pub. The price of beer, the beers available, the price of houses, the average wage back in the 60s, the lovely girls in their mini skirts. Right, I'll say no more. I hope you enjoy the episode. I'm standing outside the George and Dragon. It's just coming up to 6 o'clock, so the doors will be open in a minute. I like pub names, George and Dragon, King's Head, Queen's Head, King's Arms. What is there? Fox and Hounds, Hen and Chicken. I don't know if there's a Hen and Chicken. But so many pubs in my hometown. All these different names. The Buckingham, the Victoria, the Ship. Excellent. Oh, here goes. Here we are. The doors are opening now. There's about, seven, eight people in front of me. That's the Quick Pint on the Way Home Brigade, as they're known. They can nip into the pub at six, have a swift half or a pint, then go home and have their dinner. I don't know how they explain to their wives that they go home stinking of ale, but there we are. So we're walking into the pub now. I'm going to let that lot get served first. They're going up to the bar. First thing is, the smell. That's it, the smell. It's funny, it's a welcoming smell. Well, I think so anyway. It's kind of, what is it? It's smoke, tobacco smoke. And beer. I mean, imagine the carpet. I'm in the saloon bar, so there's a carpet all over. In the public bar, they've only got they've got lino. But in here, in the saloon bar, the carpet. Imagine how many pints of beer that's soaked up over the years, and goodness knows what else. Mix that with the kind of aroma of years of decades of smoke, because just about everyone smokes, and it is a kind of. I mean, it's an awful smell, really, but. You know you're in the pub, it's kind of nice. Looking round, I mean, the walls, there's that kind of velvety wallpaper. Burgundy, you know, sort of dark red burgundy. The woodwork is all cream, painted cream. All pubs are, the ceilings, the woodwork, everything. Because, again, with the nicotine, it all ends up a sort of dirty cream brown colour anyway. I don't know, no good doing it all in white or something because... You know, especially in a pub after a week or two, it's just going to be brown. So here we are, my turn to go up to the bar. There's Jackie, she's serving, Jackie and Carol. Jackie's, they're both nice. Jackie's nice, she's been here two, maybe 3 years. Yeah, please, Jackie, yeah, DD, thanks. It's nice to be a regular because, yeah, they know what you drink and you can get served even when it's really busy. I mean, it's Friday now, Friday night. Later, it's going to get really busy at the bar. Perhaps five or even six deep. So I can just sort of look over from the back of the crowd, catch her eye, and she'll just thumbs up, take my beer around to where the flap is, you know, the flap that opens. She'll take it round there, and I can just go, thanks, lovely. Give her the cash. There we are. 1 shilling and 10 pence. That's that. Pint of DD. I don't know whether I prefer Watney's Red. To be honest, I don't prefer either of them. DD or Watney's Red. There's mild. Oh, here's Harry. Hello, Harry. Yes, fine, thanks. Yeah, good. Well done. Harry's in his 80s. He drinks mild. He was a train driver, you know, steam engine driver. He's well into his 80s now. But mild was a working man's drink. It's cheap, and I used to like it a lot. But I heard... Oh, he's getting his pint. He's got his pipe. Look, he looks like a steam train, a steam engine, puffing on that pipe. He's got his pint of mild. He's kind of going, he always goes and sits in that corner over there. All right, Harry, yeah, well done. he's a nice chap, actually. He's got his Daily Mirror. Pint of mild, his pipe and his Daily Mirror every night. And not that I'm here every night, but that's what John, the landlord's told me. So, yeah, mild. I used to like mild until I heard that what they would do is open the barrel, the mild barrel, and pour all sorts of rubbish in it from the drip trays and even what's left in people's glasses. Pour it all into a bucket and then pour all that into the mild barrel. Now, several of the old boys used to say to me, oh, that's what gives it its flavour. That's why it's so nice. But it put me right off, to be honest. It was nice. It was a lovely flavour. But I don't know. I can't drink mild. I'm not doing that. So I shall have a sip of my DD. Yeah, that's all right. That's okay. Everyone's lit up their cigarettes. Yeah, I'll have one in a minute. I think there's only about one or two people that come in here that don't smoke. I must admit, the smoke sometimes, even though I smoke, it gets my eyes. The eyes on a busy night towards the end of the evening, especially in the winter when all the windows and doors are closed, the smoke is just horrendous. It really does get to my eyes. They sting like mad. Oh, here's Dave is another old boy. He likes black and tan. What is black and tan? I forget now. It's a pale ale, which you pour into the pint glass first, so that's on the bottom. Then you get a dark beer like Guinness or Stout or something, and you pour that on the top. So you've got two different coloured beers in the same glass. I've never tried it, to be honest. I don't like Guinness. I don't like Stout. There's, what is there, Mackeson, stuff like Milk Stout. That's what put me off, Milk Stout. Just the name. Yeah, why is it milk? I don't know. I'd just stick to the Double Diamond, I think, or the Watney's Red. There's a load of beers, yeah, the various pub. There's, what is there? Let me try and think. There's Whitbread, Tankard. There's Courage Tavern. Or Flowers, Keg Bitter, Younger's Tartan Bitter. Oh, Worthington. Worthington E, that's not bad, actually. I don't mind that, Worthington E. Guinness, Mackeson. There's some lagers in some, you know, like bottled lager. I don't think that'll catch on. I don't like that at all. I don't drink spirits. You know, the girls have vodka and lime, or vodka and whatever, something. Oh, vodka and Coke is another one that the girls drink. But most of them will drink Baby Sham or Cherry B. I mean, they're all right, Baby Sham, Cherry B. They're sort of the typical girls' drinks. But I don't know, me, I just stick to Double Diamond or Watney's Red Barrel, really. Watney's Red. It's got a dreadful nickname. People call it Grotney's. I've heard them, you know, go to the pub. Pint of Grotney's, please. I don't know. I suppose it's because it's grotty, is it? I don't know. But there we are. We've got a jukebox in here. That'll be on later. Luckily, it's got a fault on it. You put your sixpence in there, you know, your tanner, to play the records. And I forget how many you get for that. But it goes on all evening. John's always saying that he's going to call the bloke to get it fixed. But to have it playing all evening without putting any money in it, that can't be bad. So, this is Bryony. Strange name, Bryony, here she comes. No, I haven't, sorry, I haven't seen Steve yet. No, all right. She's looking for her brother. She always comes in looking for her brother because they both live at home with their parents, but he's the one with the money and she's always after him to borrow money. I haven't got much on me. I've got a 10 shilling note. That'll do. I just had a bit of change. I've got a 10 shilling note. That'd be fine for the evening. I've got to get some cigarettes later. They sell those. There's an off licence. I said there's on this pub, there's a public bar. I would go in there this evening. It's not bad in there, but they've got a darts match on. So I'm going to stay in here. And there's an off licence which you can go in from the outside, you know, if you want to buy cigarettes or beers or whatever. Not many people know. Someone said to me the other day, why is it called an off licence? Well, what? And the pub itself, they've got an on licence. The on licence, you can sell beer to be consumed on the premises. And the off licence, you can sell beer or alcohol or whatever to be consumed off the premises. So that's why it's called an off licence. I don't know. Not many people seem to know that. But yeah, she's hovering about now. Well, she hasn't got any money, Bryony. She's never got any money. Her brother's not here. She'll come back in a minute and ask me if I can lend her some money. I can't this evening because I know it's payday, but you know, I don't really. The last time I lent her money, it took me weeks to get it back. I like this pub. I use this as my local. There are pubs nearer to where I live, but I use this as my local because you get the girls in here. I mean, I'm what, early 20s? So is Jackie, Carol. They're early 20s, the barmaids. Bryony, I think Bryony is about 16. They don't mind too much about underage drinking in here. I mean, it's no one gets drunk in here. There aren't any fights, never any trouble. And I don't think they bother too much. But some of the other pubs, well, quite a few of them, it seems to be men only. You know, that's not the rule. It's just that women don't go in there. And that happens quite a few of the pubs. Yeah, around town, there's just men only. So here we've got the jukebox, you know, there's some music. It does attract the younger people such as myself, a lot of people, teens, early 20s, so it's nice. It can be, on a Friday and Saturday night, it could be more like a, a sort of nightclub, I suppose, because there's the music and, you know, people all chatting, the youngsters. It's really good. There's a lovely pub down the town, which I used to go in, the Rose and Crown. I used to go in there quite a bit, but it's all old boys, you know. It's just known for, it's the old boys pub, which is fine. That's, you know, they go there, that's their pub, that's fine. There's no women in there at all, no youngsters in there at all. I've been in there a few times, but I don't know, it's not for me. Right, I'm just going to finish my pint of DD and I'm going to nip over the chip shop. Hang on a sec. That's it. It's not a bad beer, actually, Double Diamond. Yeah, I'm going to have the chip shop because I'm not normally here at 6 o'clock on a Friday. I normally go home first, but I just wanted to come when the doors open, you know, just so I could describe the pub and before it all gets too busy. So what I'll do, I'll nip over the road. I'll finish that. Yeah, thanks. I'm nipping over the road. I'll be back in a minute, Jackie. Thanks. So she's nice, actually. She is nice. She wears mini skirts behind the bar. Carol wears longer skirts, but of course, mini skirts are the fashions. Oh, that's why I always try to get served by Jackie. Right, I'm going to nip over for my fish and chips. I shall be back. I'm back from the chip shop. It's just coming up to 9 o'clock now. I've been sitting in the corner talking to Jack, old friend of mine. He's another old boy. He was a Spitfire pilot. Someone said to me recently, what do you want to talk to these old boys for? Well, they've got interesting stories. You know, he was a Spitfire pilot. He's told me about battles and that over the sea, you know, dogfights and stuff. Fascinating to listen to these people. Bryony, I bought her a drink. I haven't lent her any money. I bought her a drink. But it's getting really busy in here now. It's what, yeah, coming up to 9 o'clock. Quite a few people at the bar. Closes at 11, of course, so we've got a couple of hours yet. Oh, here comes Alan. Now, Alan is always scrounging cigarettes. So what I do, I've got, here we are, there's my packet there. I've got two cigarettes in that packet, but in my other pocket, I've got a new packet of 20. So when I want a cigarette, I take one out of the pack of 20, but the other pack, I just show, hello, Alan. Sorry, I've only got a couple left. Sorry, mate. I see, off he's gone to ask someone else now. But everyone does it. Everyone's got a packet of cigarettes, you know, a new packet, and then one packet with just one or two cigarettes left in it. He is a scrounger. I mean, everyone knows him. We sometimes go out, a group of us, we'll all walk into a pub, and he says, I'll just go into the toilet. And he waits till we've gone up to the bar, you know, and we've ordered the drinks. What we've started to do was say to him, okay, you go off to the toilet, and then we wait for him to come out. And then when he'd walk up to the bar, we'd say, all right, mine's a pint then, Alan, I'll have this, and so I'll have that. Yeah, cheers, mate. And he'd have to buy a round. What he was hoping, he's always hoping that by the time it's his round towards the end of the evening, everyone's had enough, so he wouldn't have to spend any money. He's all right. He's a nice enough chap. He's about my age, 22, 23, something like that. He works in a greengrocer's shop, so, you know, he doesn't earn a lot of money. In fact, there's John over there. He's a milkman. He doesn't earn a lot of money. There's Eric. He's up at the bar. All nice lads. Eric, when I say lads, Eric's getting on a bit. He's a coalman, and his money isn't brilliant. I mean, this is why a lot of them, you know, this is why they drink mild, because it is the cheaper sort of working man's beer. But just going back to the cigarettes, people say, oh, splash the ash. That's all very well. I remember getting out a packet of cigarettes and a group of us, oh, splash the ash. 10 of them are gone. You know, 20 cigarettes. You've got 10 left, or perhaps only 12 left. And, you know, you have to keep buying more cigarettes. So, you know, this is where that came from. And with the drinks, Neil over there. Neil, he's a whatever. I won't swear. He'll come over, oh, get Ray a half. So, you know, Jack, you'll say, oh, okay, yeah, half. And, you know, I'll drink that and have a chat with him. Then he'll say, oh, you're around, Ray, I'll have a scotch. Scotch? I just say, no, you won't. Scotch. He's always doing it. He'll go up to someone, buy them a half, and then he'll say, oh, I'll have a scotch or a pint. Yeah, he's a crafty devil as well. There's a few of the lads in the public bar. Yeah, they really are short of cash. One works on the railway. I mean, the beer's cheaper in the public bar, of course, but one works on the railway. I don't know what he does. Is it a plate layer? You know, wheel tappers and stuff like that. They just don't earn any money. so they can't really afford to come out drinking. You'll only see some of them on a Friday night. They can't come out the rest of the week. You know, it just costs too much money. There's Charles. Charles will come in here the week, not during the week. He works in London. He's in most weekends. I don't know what he does. I just asked him once. He said he sits in an office getting bored, but he commutes to London, up to Victoria and back every day. So I'm not sure what he does. There's another one. Tony earns pretty good money. I think he works, he's some sort of insurance broker or something. Self-employed. I don't know what he does, but he's got some money. But in the main, the lads haven't, you know, one or two have got mortgages. Some people have said to me, you know, don't ever get a mortgage, whatever you do. Get yourself a council property, council house, council flat. You know, the rent's so much cheaper, the mortgage will just cripple you, which it does. But of course, people, there are one or two that have got mortgages and they've said, okay, they haven't got much money, but you know, one day the mortgage will be paid off. There is this argument, one day it'll be paid off and it's their house. They got something out of it and they'll stop their payments. Whereas the council house view is, well, you've got no repair bills. You know, if something goes wrong, the council pay for it. Okay, you pay rent until you leave there or until you die or something. I don't know. There are two ways of looking at it, obviously. So, yeah, there are a couple of lads about my age in here. They've actually got themselves mortgages. I was looking at average house prices the other day in the paper. It's £2,500 is about the average price, they reckon. That's a hell of a lot of money, isn't it, for a house? £2,500. Good grief, that's a lot of money. The average wage I was reading also is about, what was it, £900? What's that, about 18 quid a week? I know a lot of the lads in here, they don't earn 18 quid a week. And my parents were having a chat the other day. I was listening to them saying about house prices and mortgages. They reckon that youngsters will never be able to get into property. This is why so many of them rent. Yeah, how can you get into property? The Building Society, they want you to be a saver for so many years with them. That, I suppose that proves that you're able to earn and save money. They want a fat deposit. I forget what the percentage is. They want a deposit. Is it 10%? And people just can't do it. You know, you can't just walk into a Building Society and say, I want a mortgage. For a start, you've got to be a customer of theirs for several years. You've got to have saving. You've got to have the deposit in your Building Society account, and you've got to have your wage. If you're married, they only take the man's money into account. You know, you might get a case where the woman's earning really good money, but they ignore that. They only take the man's money into account. So I don't know. It's very, very difficult for anyone to get into property these days. The thing is, everyone's got a job, whether it's badly paid or well paid. I don't know anyone that hasn't got a job. There's plenty of work around. It's just that a lot of it is badly paid. I mean, my job, I'm, you know, radio and TV engineer. And it's 6 days a week. I work 4 days a week. I only got Sunday off. They've just recently brought in, where I am, half day closing on Wednesday. So we do get Wednesday afternoons off. That's only just been recently brought in. I mean, most people in here work 6 days a week. So what money you do get, you know, you really have to earn it. Oh, now, who's this coming in now? Oh, here we go. This is Kate and her friend Julie. Now, Kate, look at that miniskirt. It's hardly worth wearing. I've got stone the crows. What does she look? Well, she looks nice, actually. Look at those boots, those knee-length white leather boots. Well, they're not leather, are they? They're plastic, shiny plastic. But I don't know. She's really attractive. She's got this long blonde hair and... she's attractive and she knows it. That's the thing, she knows it. Her friend Julie is okay. She's a bit of a hippie. So she's got this dress on down to the ground and she's covered in beads and flowers in her hair. They're a right pair. Honestly, they're really both very nice people. Yes, hiya, all right. She's looking over and waving. But Kate works in Woolworths, just down the road from the pub. She works in Woolies. And, you know, she's on better money. She told me what she earned once. She's on better money than quite a few of the lads in here. Was it one of them with the milkman? She's on more money than John the milkman, which is quite amazing. I don't know what she does at Woolworths. I don't think she just works in the shop. I think she does something in the office upstairs or something. But, yeah, she's on very good money. Right, I shall get myself another drink. Oh, there's my brother-in-law just come in. I'll tell you what, I'll go and have a chat with him, and I'll join you a bit later, if you'll excuse me. Sorry about that, took longer than I thought. Where are you? This is getting on for 11 o'clock, it's going to be closing time soon. I was at 22, that's all right. Yeah, I had a bit of a chat with him. I don't see a lot of him. He's married and he's got a mortgage, exactly what I was saying earlier. He's got a mortgage, so not a great deal of money. I'm going to go and have a sit down. Let's go and sit down in this corner over here. It's a bit quieter. It's not extremely busy for a Friday night. I've seen it far busier than this, but it is getting a little bit crowded up near the bar. Normally, I would be up at the bar chatting to the lads, but as I'm with you, I thought I'd give that a miss for one evening. Here we are, let's sit here. This is a nice table here. Now, I like people watching. Let's have a look round. What have we got? We've got some girls over there, all in mini skirts. That's why I like people watching. Here we are. There's some very nice girls in here tonight. They all seem to be together. They're not with any lads. Well, that's all right. I might have to go and chat one of them up later. It's good. I do like this pub. It makes me laugh because some of the girls will ask for a pint. If you have a pint of this or a pint of that, and they won't get served a pint. I don't think it's the law, but it's not, is it? It's just that landlords, bar staff, if a girl wants beer, they have to have a half. They do it in a lady's glass, as they call it, in one of these curved type glasses, rather than a straight sort of pint or half pint. Oh, yeah, they're not allowed to buy pints. I don't know why. Perhaps it's not lady. Mind you, some of them aren't very ladylike anyway, which is a bonus. There we are. It's a great pub, this one. I like it. It's a good size. You can come and sit in the corner like this and keep away from the noise. I was talking to Jackie earlier and she was saying that obviously she gets paid for working here, but this is her social life as well, part of her social life. She's made a lot of friends here, met a lot of people, and you know, it's a great evening, even though she's the other side of the bar, it's a great evening for her as well. I'm quite friendly with her. She moved into a flat recently and she hired a van. She didn't want to drive it, so I drove the van. I drove the hire van for her, moved her stuff into a flat. Quite a few people, I mean, she's what, 20, 21, 22, I think. Quite a few people leave home quite early. I left home, I got a bed sick when I was 16, only lasted a few weeks. Well, actually, no, about 3 months, I think, because it's then that you realise that there's washing to be done. I remember in the bedsit thinking, what am I going to wear? Or what am I going to eat? I've got to cook a meal. So I lasted 3 months, but then I went back home again. I was taking my washing back home to my mum and going round there for meals. And in the end, I thought, well, what's the point? I mean, the idea, the reason most of us, quite a few of my mates, got bedsits when we were in our teens was because you meet girls in the clubs and that, and then take them back to your bedsit, which is great, but there's the other side of it, the washing, the cooking and all that business. It was, what did I pay, 30 bob a week? Yeah, £1, 10 shillings a week, which wasn't too bad for, it was quite a big room I had. But actually, the landlord was a friend of mine. So what did he have, 3 or 4 of us there, I think, all friends. So it was quite a good environment in this big house he's got. But we all went home in the end to our mums. I don't know what we'd do without the pub, to be honest, because it's a meeting place, it's a great social place, great social atmosphere. I've made a lot of friends here, met a lot of people. And of course, yeah, if you want your car done, there's the mechanic, there's the painter and decorator. Roy, he's a painter and decorator. There's Josh. Josh owns a little ironmonger shop. Go in there, he'll give you a discount. Yeah, so it really is a community. And we've had some great Saturday nights here. A few weeks ago, there was a hen party, about 15 girls, I suppose. And it came 11 o'clock, chucking out time. And of course, they stayed on a bit and they were still drinking. And John, the landlord, was saying, come on, you get home, time to go home, off you go. Of course, they just stayed. A lot of people left the pub, but the few of us lads, we stayed on. And there was a lock-in. In the end, John said, oh, we'll all stay then. But he locked the doors. He said, but you're not allowed to buy drinks. That's against the law. So we had a load of drinks, and anyway, I won't go into that. But yeah, we did get the drinks, and we all went down the beach because it's summer. This was only a few weeks ago. We all went down the beach. There was about, 15 girls, 15 of us lads, something like that. And we had a right rave down there. It was brilliant. I didn't get home to something like 4 in the morning. So yeah, it's a great social atmosphere. Wherever we're going, you know, we might decide that we're going to go out to a club somewhere, or I don't know, to another town, to somewhere. We always meet here in the pub. We all get here at say 7 or 8 o'clock, all meet here and then decide what we're doing, or meet here and then go on. Sometimes we go up the Downs, up the South Downs where we are, you know, the summer months. We'll all meet here, leave here at 11, grab a load of booze from the offie, the off license, and we'll drive up to the Downs and have a party up there, you know, light a fire. The cops turned up once, they were okay. They just said, "You're all right?" Yeah, yeah. And one of them said, "Don't set fire to the woods." No, we won't do that. There's a few trees up there. But, you know, we had a great party up there, took a load of girls with us. It's fantastic. I remember we were still partying when the sun came up. Absolutely fantastic. So it is the pub is a fantastic meeting place. You know, I just say, I don't know what we do without it. It's such a social place. I don't know what we do without it. Oh, now here comes Meg, Mucky Meg, she's known as. She's a right one. She's, 19, 20? I know what she wants. She's heading my way. I know what she wants. There's a club, a private club down the road, and you're only allowed in there, only couples, not singles. So what she often does is come in here, find someone to take her into the club. A lot of people do it, actually. I don't know why they say couples only, because most of the couples that go in aren't actually couples. So hello, Meg. Yes. Yep, I'll go to the club with you. Just let me finish this. All right, I'll see you in a second. Oh, she's gone into the toilet. Actually, when I say couples only, lads are allowed in on their own, but girls have to be accompanied by a male partner. I don't know why. Someone once said that the idea is you don't get a load of girls going in like wallflowers. You know, wallflowers where they all line up against the wall, waiting to be asked to dance or asked whether they want a drink or not, you know, waiting to get picked up, basically. But I don't know, it's a funny arrangement. So the lads can go in on their own, but the girls can't. They've got to go in accompanied by a male. What I have found in the past, I've wandered along there myself, and you get a group of girls hanging around outside, and they're looking for blokes on their own to take them in. And several times, I've had a girl come up to me, "Can you take me into the club?" And it has happened more than once where I've stayed with whoever it is. I've stayed actually with them, you know, go in, buy them a drink, get chatting, and you stay with them. So it has got its advantages. A lot of the clubs won't let people in after about 10 o'clock because what they don't want is everyone goes to the pub. Right, they stay to the pub till chucking out time, say 11:15, and then they go on to the clubs. They spend all their money, done all their drinking in the pub, then go to the club. So I can see the idea of that. But I mean, this one, they don't mind when you go in. They're open till about, I think they're open till 2 o'clock. I don't often stay to the very end, but they're open to 2 o'clock Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah, I'll go to the club. It's quite a nice club, actually. I think they try to keep it a little bit upmarket. But there we are. I shall finish this drink and go and join young Meg, Mucky Meg, and go on to the club. Ah, rather good timing. There's the last orders bell. So, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed the evening with me, and perhaps we'll do this again. Perhaps I'll take you to the club next time. That might be interesting. So, I shall finish my beer and see you later. Bye-bye for now.